There are few restrictions on owning guns in most U.S. states. Guns are widely used for hunting and sport and for self-protection. Several states limit the sale of some firearms, ammunition, and accessories. California bans the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips and military-style assault rifles to the public. Buyers of other guns must wait 10 days while authorities check for any criminal or serious mental illness history of the purchaser. California registers handguns and, as of 2014, will also keep records on rifles and shotguns sold in the state. Neighboring states are less strict, says Los Angeles Police Detective Richard Tompkins.
People do leave the state and buy those weapons out of state and then bring them back into our state. Some people will do it just to possess them. Some people will do it to sell on the open market in the state of California.
The sale of guns and ammunition over the Internet is unrestricted in some states. In California, firearms must be sold through a licensed dealer. But with inconsistent laws from state to state, there are gaps in enforcement, says Daniel Weiss of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
As we saw in the Colorado shooting, you can buy thousands of rounds of ammunition online. You can buy full suits of body armor online. You can even go online to find private gun sellers who will sell you assault weapons, no questions asked, no background check, no record of sale. Why do we allow that to happen in America today?
Most American gun users are law-abiding citizens who are exercising a basic right, says former U.S. Army Ranger and gun collector Frank Sharp. He says he was shocked at the recent carnage in a Colorado movie theater.
There's hardly any way to describe how terrible that incident is. But I don't think that turning people like me into criminals prevents it. I think that had someone been in that theater lawfully carrying a firearm, there might have been a completely different outcome.
Inconsistent laws cause problems for law enforcement, says Los Angeles Detective Richard Tompkins.
It's hard with the different laws at the different state level, and very few laws on the federal side.
For some, the federal government's reluctance to pass gun control legislation is the right approach. They say that restricting the rights of gun owners will not address the problem of violent crime. Others say that placing more limits on gun sales can reduce the violence, and that we are overdue for a national conversation on the issue. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.